My name is Olivia Stalvi, and I am the coordinator of the Freight Farm project at the Boys and Girls Club in downtown Troy.
Can you briefly explain what a freight farm is and how the local Boys and Girls Club came about having one?
Sure. So a freight farm is it's a modulated freight car that's retrofitted to grow up to 2 acres of leafy greens. It's all hydroponics, and we received the farm as a gift from CEFQ. They have a freight farm of their own at their headquarters in Albany, and it's we're using it as part of our programming to teach our students about urban agriculture and health and STEM and the future of farming, basically.
Awesome. So can you go into more depth on what the impact is that the freight farm has had on the local Boys and Girls Club, maybe expanding more on these impacts of teaching about urban agriculture and health to the youth that participate at the Boys and Girls Club?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm sure you know, Troy is a food desert. We don't have a lot of access to fresh produce and fresh food in general. So we're making it a really big part of the day-to-day programming, having the kids plant the seeds and harvest what they've grown. And, you know, we're talking about the impact of hardy greens and kind of comparing it to, you know, what is accessible to kids growing up in Troy. And we're really stressing the STEM aspect, because it's kind of like a lab when you walk in here. Everything's so controlled, and pretty much what we've been doing, I mean, before this shutdown, our goal has been to teach the kids how to run the farm. So understanding what the plants need as far as nutrients, water, light, you know, CO2, everything like that, how to control pests and kind of maintain sanitation in a really, really controlled environment.
Beyond just learning how to produce their own food, what other character traits come out through these teaching methods? So perhaps responsibility or other things along those lines.
I've seen a lot of like young entrepreneurship. We've had some of the kids in the teen program sell at the Wednesday Farmers Market. This was last year. And, you know, kind of show a lot of interest in kind of the financial side of things. And also the collaboration between the older kids, the teenagers, and the younger kids, the after school, the school age kids. They're really taking on a role of an educator. And that, you know, it happened organically, the teenagers teaching the younger kids about the growth cycle of plants and you know, just kind of explaining different aspects of the farm to kids who are 5, 6, 7 years old. And beyond that, making meals together, salads, and everybody likes to make kale smoothies. They're really into that. That was a hit. Seeing the teens, like, I don't know, just take on this very mature, they're just coming at it so naturally too. I haven't tried to instruct anybody to do anything. I just want, you know, we're pretty early in the project, and I'm trying to let things happen as naturally as possible. But to see the older students really like really want to educate the younger kids and be mentors is just something that's really, really special and exciting to see.
That's wonderful, and I'm impressed about the kale smoothies.
It's all about the fruit. You gotta have that good balance.
So can you expand upon the concept of a food desert and expand on this issue specifically in the Troy context and how this freight farm has been an essential tool in your fight against hunger and increasing accessibility to local fresh produce for these youth?
So not to, you know, sound very cynical, but all we really have to offer in downtown Troy as far as fresh produce is the Sunday Farmers Market, which is above a price point that I think the majority of the kids that we serve, you know, it's not really tailored to them. So for us to be able to send each kid home, you know, almost on a daily basis with fresh greens without charge is incredibly important. There's lots of community gardens in Troy, but I think what really sets us apart is our ability to grow year-round because of the controlled environment. And it's a 40-foot trailer, but we have 2 acres of farmland in here, and it's so controlled that we can expect, you know, we don't really have to worry about the weather or anything like that. We're pretty confident about our like level of consistency as far as production.
So do you think freight farms would be an important attribute to other organizations throughout the country? In other words, what other contexts could you see their successful implementation?
In any urban area, any area that, you know, doesn't have land suitable for farming, it's really, really a gem to have this like ability to produce in, you know, in the middle of the city. And I think also, you know, with our teams, giving them that work experience and they're being compensated for their work, but they'll also have a built resume by the time they're 14 and knowledge of urban agriculture, of the technology that's involved, and increased awareness of the lack of food in certain communities, ours especially.
So looking into the future with the freight farm, how do you think it will progress or change? I read an article from the start, there were only 2 types of lettuce grown, and I'm not sure if this is still true or has expanded, but if not, how do you hope that this freight farm project will expand or grow in the future?
We're growing a variety of different greens right now. We started with 2 different types of lettuce, and now we've probably had 6 or 7. So we have a large variety of just lettuce, and then we also have our edible flowers, which are, you know, the kids love, the calendula and the Mount Helen violets. We have the chard, we have spinach, we have basil, we have Asian greens. So we can do a lot with just this one farm, but I think the club, there's a lot of interest in this and expanding this and finding funding to get another farm and maybe have one in the Albany clubhouse and spread awareness, you know, throughout the Boys and Girls Club of America, just kind of creating interest, and hopefully we'll see more of them pop up because it's such a great tool for learning, for experience, and such an important aspect of the community.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to bring up about your experience working with the freight farm and what it has brought to the local Boys and Girls Club before we finish today?
I think that we're really excited to find new partnerships with local nonprofits. We've partnered with Team Hero and the Sanctuary, and we're just really looking to connect with the community. And, you know, with all the regulations, it's made it sort of difficult, but we're still just trying to make this more accessible so that everybody can benefit from the freight farm in Troy.